part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
We got to get that intro right, man.
What's wrong with the intro?
It says the game. It's the Jason Bishop Show.
Oh.
We got to get that fixed.
Yeah, we do.
High school football last night. Best time of the year, folks. Fall football season's upon us. Is there any better time to be a red-blooded male in the United States of America?
No.
A lot of females like football, too, but it's kind of like football season is upon us, and that's when people like us get into our element.
Week zero of the high school football season, and there were several games that were going on around the area. We will touch on those. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, 912-275-7017. You can email us. Well, actually, the email's got to get changed, too. So scratch that. Don't email us because I'm not going there to check it. If you miss any of this show, you can catch it on demand streaming, thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Advanced Rehab. Student athletes, if you need a physical, go to Advanced Rehab. They will assess where you are and tell you what you need to get better at. That's the only place that's going to do that for you. That's the place to go. Let's start right here in our backyard. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers, post-DJ Dallas, Randon Jernigan, the Randon Jernigan one-year era, under center anyway, begins. And they ran into the defending AA state champs, the Benedictine Cadets, and Benedictine completely from start to finish dismantled the Red Terriers.
I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest with you. I thought Glenn, after what happened last year in Savannah, I thought that they would kind of circle the wagons and come out, and I thought they would beat Benedictine in Glenn County Stadium last night, but just wasn't meant to be. Some bright spots for Glenn. Basically, probably the main bright spot last night was Hunter Hall running the football at times up the middle. Was in on just about every tackle that I saw. Had two forced fumbles. Had close to 60 yards rushing. So Glenn only had 113 yards of total offense last night, Jason. That's it.
And Jernigan only threw the ball three times.
And one of them was a great pass I thought could have been completed down the middle.
Andrew Delaney.
Oh, it was a pretty pass. And I thought it maybe just a hair overthrown. But it was wide open for a big play that just didn't connect. And
well, we'll come back to that, Glenn. Yeah. We'll come back to the Glenn Benedictine game in a minute. Also, Brantley County and MCA. MCA had to truck over to Nahanna, and Coach Terrell Toomer gets his first W in his first opportunity over in Nahanna, taking down the Brantley County Herons 14-6.
That's a big win for them, Jason.
Yeah, they really needed that. Some positive momentum after all the craziness that has gone on over in Darien.
Had some crazy stuff going in the off season, and it's been well documented what's happened up there. You know, new coaching staff, Coach Toomer did a fantastic job. Got, you know, Brantley's not an easy place to play sometimes. I mean, they go over there and it's kind of a rivalry game, so to speak. They're close in proximity, same size town, so they play a lot in all the sports over the years. So good for the Buccaneers to go over there and get a win last night.
Frederica gets on the winning side, not just their first win of the season, after playing a pretty competitive game where they played Park Lane over in Alabama last week, and Park Lane kind of pulled away, and then the Knights got themselves back in the game and made it competitive late. But last night, no doubt about it, Frederica thumped Holy Spirit 46-9 in the Bloody Marsh over on St. Simon's.
And it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Speaking of being worse, if you live in Valdosta this morning, you're either really happy or you're at the bottom of the barrel, because Lowndes woodshedded the defending state champs.
6A state champs.
In their home place.
Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Been there many times, Jason, over the years. A student of Valdosta State. Used to go to watch some Wildcats play on Friday night. And I can't ever recall them getting beat like that in Bazemore Hyder.
45-0.
Nobody around the state saw that coming. A lot of people were saying Lowndes was going to be down this year, but they throw one on Valdosta, 45-0, and that's got Wintersville rocking over there. I can see the Valdosta Daily News over there right now. They just are probably, whoo!
Great googly moogly.
And Lowndes had a lot of turmoil. You know, there was talk over there of getting rid of their head coach and blah, 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 and they circled the wagons and they beat their number one rival. It's called the Wintersville Classic over there, Jason, and it was it's a blowout last night.
Camden, talking about things we didn't see coming, Camden beat Oak Leaf out of Orange Park 19-6. Oak Leaf's a really good football team. They beat the Wildcats last year. I didn't think the Wildcats had enough to be able to beat Oak Leaf. Bob Spire proved me wrong down there, the new Camden County head coach. And from what I understand, their defense, two interceptions that led to touchdowns for the Wildcats. So the defense certainly stepped up, and they lined up in the spread offense down there.
And that was probably a sight to see.
It sure was.
Let's don't sit here and kid ourselves. Camden is always going to have material. Okay? They're always going to have material to work with. Now they have a new coach, a new offensive philosophy. Sean Jackson is the offensive coordinator down there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be the OC at Glenn Academy when they started that run that they've been on for the last couple of years. Camden's going to be fine. Let's don't throw dirt on them yet. They're going to be okay.
Tift and South Effingham, to be expected. Tift put a whooping on South Effingham, 42-0. Effingham hung with Coffee. They were playing in Effingham for the first half. Coffee pulls away in the second, 35-13. And here's another score that may be a little bit outside of our area coverage, what we normally cover, but it got my attention as Warner Robins beat Northside Warner Robins 28-17.
Wow. So that means in the 6A poll, you've got Glenn losing, which was number 7. You've got Northside Warner Robins, which was a top 5 team. Then you have Valdosta, which in many polls was 1 or 2. So you got 3 of the top 10 teams in 6A that got beat last night. And Coffee, you know, the Tift and Coffee game was part of the Irk Russell Classic. They played both those games in Statesboro at Paulson Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Effingham, they've got a lot of kids coming back. They hung with Coffee for a half, and Coffee pulled away. So Brunswick's got to go over there and open their season next Saturday, Friday night at Jardine Stadium in Douglas, Georgia, which has been a house of horrors for Brunswick High over the years.
It's been a house of horrors for anybody that goes over there to think they're going to play and win a close game over there in Douglas. Let me tell you something. The only way that you beat Coffee in Douglas is if you're blowing them out. If the game's close, you ain't going to win, brother.
Well, we're going over there next Saturday, Friday, to try to get a victory. First time in Brunswick beat Coffee in Douglas in 1971. So it's been that long since Brunswick has won in Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win all the games, and I don't even know why we play.
This is hilarious.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to... I mean,
isn't it great
how guys are going to be, what they're going to do? I mean, sometimes I wonder, why do we play? I mean, why do we even have practice? Because you guys got all these conclusions already drawn about who's what, how good they are, what they can do. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's a product that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. I mean, where'd that come from? And then you ask me? But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. He's doing a good job. I mean, had a lot of production points in the scrimmage. So we're really happy with his progress.
That's Nick Saban.
And, you know, thanks for asking.
That's Nick Saban when a reporter at their weekly press conference asked him about the production or how Christian Miller, a tight end, or a tight end slash linebacker, we'll see where he ends up, for the Crimson Tide, was doing, I guess, in the spring practice. And obviously Saban in rare form there. We'll play it again for you because it's pretty funny. So from start to finish,
I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years and who's going to win all the games. And I don't even know why we play. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to, I mean, how guys are going to be, what they're going to do. Sometimes I wonder, why do we play? I mean, why do we even have practice?
That's classic.
Because you guys got all these conclusions already drawn about how good they are, what they can do. I mean, so why would you ask me?
That's the part
that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. I mean, where'd that come from? And then you ask me? But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. He's doing a good job. I mean, had a lot of production points in the scrimmage, so we're really happy with his progress.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
And, you know, thanks for asking.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Brunswick Mower Supply, Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and Sea Palms Realty. And now we go to one of my favorite segments of the Week in Review.
And here we go. With the number one pick in the 2018 draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Quarterback, Sam Darnold, USC. Marlins president, David Sampson. Get your resume together. You will not survive when Marlins are sold. Sampson has already applied to the front office of whatever school or franchise that hires Johnny Manziel to coach. Dabo Swinney, Deshaun Watson is not walking through that door. NCAA, if you want to hurt North Carolina for the football team cheating, take away basketball scholarships. I have five words for you. Jay Cutler, MVP. Jags offense, not as good as Rams offense during Kurt Warner era. Nick Saban, that's why we play the games. Kirby Smart, maybe has recruited well enough he can resist giving the ball to a 170-pound wide receiver on fourth and one.
Oh, no, and you didn't go there.
Are my thoughts.
Why, man, we were doing so good, and you have to throw in, you have to take them jabs at Georgia. Why? Why do you do this, man?
I'm just saying it happened. Fourth and one, we've got Nick Chubb. Let's give the ball to Isaiah McKenzie on a sweep.
Oh, yeah, that was a brain fart for sure. That was a brain fart. But the Jags are awful.
Before we jump, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the Glenn Academy game. But before we do, so we have a sound of the week every week, right? Which is brought to us by Pristine Water, by the way. So we have a sound of the week every week. But this week there was so much good sound that we couldn't just narrow it down to one. So the Nick Saban thing is officially our sound of the week. And so this is going to be 1A. Marshawn Lynch, in an interview, was asked about Colin Kaepernick and what his thoughts were about Colin Kaepernick kneeling, and would he be opposed to having Colin Kaepernick or someone else on his team that did the same thing. And Marshawn Lynch's answer is this.
I think that elephant just left the room because a little mouse ran in here. Didn't they say elephants are scared of mouses or something?
Mouses.
Them left, cousin. So when we run 74 or something like that,
stop.
Where I got a scan read on, you know, on both sides, you know, that'd be pretty difficult. But
Marshawn, how do you feel about Colin Kaepernick kneeling, and would you be okay with a teammate that knelt?
So when we run 74 or something like that, where I got a scan read on, you know, on both sides, you know, that'd be pretty difficult. But
it's classic, man. I mean, that's, oh my goodness, at least he's talking to the media again. And now we know why he didn't talk to the media for so long. Yeah.
Marshawn, how do you feel about Pete Carroll?
So when we run 74 or something like that, where I got a scan read on, you know, on both sides, you know, that'd be
goodness.
Pretty difficult, but.
That's pretty good.
Glenn Academy did not look very good offensively.
No, they didn't. They looked good at spots in the first half when they ran Hunter Hall at the middle of that defense. And, you know, Hunter had close to 60 yards rushing, mostly in the first half. They just didn't look good on offense. They turned the ball over a little bit. They still played with the fumbles. I'd like to see them. I'm going to say this. This is from a fan's perspective.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I am not a coach, okay? But this, from a fan's perspective, living in this community and watching these kids play for so long, I'd like to see Randon lined up in the shotgun with Hunter Hall right beside him, okay? And run his own read. Give it to Hunter, read the defensive end, or take it outside. Or in the passing game, roll Randon out to one side of the field with a run-pass option. I think that's pretty much unstoppable. But I'm just a fan, and I'm not a coach, so that's the fan of me coming out.
Randon Jernigan's skill set. Let's talk about that. Randon Jernigan's skill set. As a freshman when he was playing at Brunswick High, Randon Jernigan was the only, and currently still is, the only player who was a freshman to throw for 1,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in the same year. Again, Let me reiterate. He was a freshman when he did that. He is the only freshman to have ever done that in the state of Georgia, period. And how he did that under Coach Victor Floyd, Coach Floyd, basically every single snap would roll ran into the right, roll ran into the left. He'd bootleg him every snap. And he would drag receivers in front of the safeties and behind the linebackers. Why is that important? Because what it does is it forces the linebackers
to make
a decision. Do I go get the quarterback or do I drop back into coverage? And it puts them in a bad spot because if they go get Randon, he throws the ball for a completion, easy completion in front of the safety. And if they choose to go into coverage, Randon's going to rip off 7-8 yards.
Or against McIntosh in 2014, 94 yards, which, by the way, is still the school record for Brunswick High for the longest touchdown run.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. The kid's in space, he's special. Got to figure out ways to get him in space. And now with Hunter being able to pound the middle of a defense, the ingredients were there. Glenn's got some people hurt. Let's don't be too hard on Glenn today. But as a fan, like I was saying, Randon in space, that's scary. I think he's a spread quarterback. Just roll him and get him in space, and that's just hard to deal with. I just think that's better. His skill set's better suited to that than running the option.
Glenn Academy's offense did not do very much of anything last night. We've talked about Randon and the success that he had as a freshman at Brunswick High and the system that he ran. I think Glenn Academy, can they win and make the playoffs running this read option that they ran last night with different personnel? It's the same thing they ran last year, except they had DJ Dallas at quarterback and some other weapons that are no longer there. DJ Dallas is in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So the personnel is different. Can Glenn Academy make the playoffs running the read option? Sure they can. The region is very weak. Outside of Brunswick and Glenn, there are really no good teams in there. Effingham might have shown
Richmond
us some.
Hill might surprise some folks.
And Effingham might have shown us some things last year too, or last night, but none of those teams are as good as Brunswick and Glenn, period. So can they make the playoffs run the read option? Sure they can. Are they going to be able, here's the question, are they going to be able to beat teams like Benedictine, Ware County coming up on Friday, and when they get into the playoffs, and Brunswick High later on in the year, and then when they get into the playoffs, a good playoff football team running that read option with what we saw last night on the offense? That's a really, really fair question to ask.
Well, Tyler Grant's coming back. Marvin Dallas will be back soon. They'll probably move Kane Cruz back to corner. They'll be okay.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers ran to a buzzsaw in the opening week of the season. The AA defending state champs Benedictine Cadets. The Cadets manhandled the Red Terriers from start to finish with a final of 33-8. Better news from St. Simon's. The Knights of Frederica notched their first W of the season, taking apart Holy Spirit 46-9 in the Bloody Marsh. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show, along with Kip Branch, now joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Carter, thank you for taking the time.
Okay, thanks for having me, Jason.
Sure. All right, so let's jump into this. Ryan Tannehill's the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He suffers a knee injury and goes down. The weird thing about this injury for me, Dr. Carter, and you tell me what you think, when he suffered the injury, there was no one around him. He was just running out of bounds, and boom, he's gone for the year. How does something like that happen?
Well, I didn't see video of the injury myself, but if he planted, I don't know if it said that he planted, but often these ACL injuries are non-contact injuries. So do you have any more information on exactly what happened to his knee?
Well, he tore his ACL and his MCL. He was rolling out to complete a pass outside the pocket, and he went out of bounds, and I guess he landed funny or he stepped funny,
yeah.
And he's gone.
Yeah. Maybe just stepping funny, or if he was changing direction in any way. If you put the right stress on that knee, and perhaps, you know, he had an injury towards the end of last season, and that may have still been lingering there. I guess that's what we were going to try to figure out. But it is a little bit unusual in that he tore his ACL, and if you said his MCL as well, that's a pretty significant injury.
Well, obviously, now the Dolphins they changed directions as far as what they're going to do for quarterback, but staying with Ryan Tannehill, so he's gone for at least one season. What type of surgery is he looking at having done? How do you fix an ACL and MCL tear?
Well, just going back, apparently towards the end of last year when he had the injury, the diagnosis I've seen in the press was that he had a partial injury of his ACL, which partial injuries of the ACL are a little bit controversial in that it can be really difficult to tell what is truly a partial ACL injury. Now, I'm not suggesting, obviously he has access to some of the best orthopedic surgeons and people that are very familiar with these injuries, so I'm sure he had a full evaluation at that time. So I'm sure in their minds they were pretty clear that his ACL was still competent and functional enough to participate in obviously being a quarterback. And from my understanding is he went through spring training and everything with no problems. So still not exactly clear on exactly what happened this time around, but obviously he had the complete ACL injury now, or at least has enough of a problem with his ACL to warrant surgery. So now that he has this injury or has this instability in his knee, he's going to require a complete reconstruction of that anterior cruciate ligament and then, of course, go through the post-operative rehabilitation process over the next several months and probably into the spring and perhaps summertime next year.
Dr. Denny Carter joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery here on the Jason Bishop Show along with Kip Branch. Dr. Carter, you said a buzzword there, and I want to ask you exactly what that means. When you hear that term, because we've heard it a lot with this injury, reconstructive knee surgery. When someone says they're doing reconstructive knee surgery, what are they doing?
Well, that's kind of just a term. That's an orthopedic term. Essentially, what has happened is that anterior cruciate ligament, which is a central ligament inside the knee that controls a lot of the stability of the knee, it prevents the lower bone, the tibia, from coming forward, and also it controls some of the rotational movements of the knee. So what happens is when that ACL gets injured, the knee is able to, what we call pivot shift, and so that can cause further injury, and it causes the knee to give way in a patient. So thinking about repairing that situation, historically, the ACL has been attempted to be repaired, which means sewing the ends together. So that would be what we call an ACL repair surgery. Reconstructive surgery means that you're not actually repairing that ACL. You're going to substitute for that ACL, and generally that's done by harvesting a graft. A lot of times it's the central portion of the patellar tendon is used to reconstruct or make a new anterior cruciate ligament. And there's also, in many cases, allografts are used, which means that you get the tissue from a cadaver donor.
That might be some of the coolest stuff I've ever heard. That's really cool how that works.
But that's what is referred to by reconstructive surgery. It means that you're substituting for the ACL as opposed to sewing the ends together.
Joining us via the Pristine Water phone line is Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Okay, so bringing it back to Ryan Tannehill, you had mentioned that he already had an injury prior to this one, and so we do see this a lot, Dr. Carter. I'm assuming that it's all related. What are the chances that he suffered this knee injury because he suffered the first one?
Well, that's an important question, and I'm sure that's what the team that evaluated him that first time, I'm sure they're going over it in their head going, if I knew that this was going to happen, certainly maybe we would have made the choice previously to do the reconstructive surgery after the initial injury. But in medicine, you can never kind of have that foresight. If they would have thought that was a high probability, then I'm sure they would have made the alternative decision. But, they assessed the information they had at the time, and they made what they felt was the best decision for Ryan Tannehill at that particular time. But maybe a do-over, they would do it the other way.
Is he ever – I always hear that when you suffer one of these injuries, you never get right back to 100% if ever you do. Is he ever going to have the same foot speed? Not that he was a mobile guy to begin with, but is he always going to be slower than he was because of these knee injuries?
I don't think so. I think, generally the surgery itself is primarily involved in recreating that stability of the knee. So if that stability is recreated, there's no reason he can't develop his speed again. He can regain his speed prior to the injury. The question is sometimes people have trouble gaining that confidence in the knee when they're planting that foot and cutting up field, that kind of thing. But at least, he's playing quarterback. He's not a running back that has to or a receiver that has to really make those aggressive changes all the time in their movements. But still, he can come back and have a very successful career. I believe Tom Brady had his reconstructed a few years back.
Great. Dr. Carter, thank you for taking the time and coming on with us. Again, these segments, this should be just the monthly Make Jason Bishop Smarter segment because it happens every month.
I appreciate it, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Carter. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The place to have your custom T-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves.
banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Mateo's Express Lube, Alan Tucker, and Fox's Pizza downtown.
Okay, so we've got, like I said, a ton of stuff to talk about. We're going to jump into the Jags and, more importantly, Blake Bortles. We've got some sound of the week. Typically, we have one sound. This week, we've got two or three. So before we get in, we've got some sound from Doug Marrone, which kind of fits into the Blake Bortles Jacksonville Jaguars segment. But I want to play the Pristine Water sound of the week, a little bit of a shorter version, just one more time because it's awesome. It is probably, I think to this point, the best sound we've had.
I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years and who's going to win all the games. And I don't even know why we play. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's a product that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. And, you know, thanks for asking.
Nick Saban.
He's the best, isn't he?
When asked about one of his players, how they were doing in spring, popped off. Now, that's the abbreviated version. That guy's about 30 seconds. We've got about a minute and a half. That the original rant was about a minute and a half.
Oh, it was a rant, too. He was flinging his arms in the air. It was classic. SEC Network Feinbaum had a field day with it the other day on the SC on the Paul Feinbaum show. It was great.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So, Nick... Tell us about Jalen Hurts. How's Jalen Hurts doing?
I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years.
Well, he did get you to the championship game last year, Nick.
I don't even know why we play. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's a product that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. And, you know, thanks for asking.
Awesome.
That's great. So, Blake Bortles is in trouble. Look, this is one of those. I'm not the type of person to say I told you so. But if I was the type of person. If I was the type of person to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so. But since I'm not the type of person to say I told you so, I'm not going to take this opportunity to say I told you so. But I could say I told you so.
Blake is struggling with his confidence. Is that kind of the politically correct thing to say? He's having confidence issues at the quarterback position. His mechanics have gotten worse over time. He can't hit open receivers. He missed a bunch of open receivers. Mm. You saw the YouTube video in practice the other day when he was throwing to, was it Hearns?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the inbounds, remember? Mm. I bleeped out the other part. So he's struggling. So I'll bring up the question. I know we live in the real patriotic part of the country, Jason.
I can't wait to answer this.
Is it time to take a look at bringing in Colin Kaepernick in Jacksonville?
Okay. I said on this very show, before you came on board and there was another person that stood beside me, I said when the Jags were getting ready to draft, if I were Jacksonville, I would go out, I would sign a veteran backup, and I would also draft another quarterback. And I would have Blake Bortles as my starter going into the season, but I would have another backup, a veteran backup ready to go that's not named Chant Henne, ready to go in case Bortles couldn't cut the mustard. And then I'd draft a kid in case Bortles wasn't the answer. I'd have a plan B to build around, instead of having to blow everything up if Bortles doesn't work out, because that's in the position that they're in. They didn't do that. They said, Bortles, you're our guy. And now there's nobody to turn to.
There's still time to go get Colin. Still time. So, I mean, he's probably in pretty good shape waiting on that phone call. See, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When Tannehill went down for the Dolphins, we had a debate on this show, and which I ended up being right, which I usually am most of the time.
Do we have the audio for that?
Well, we talked about Jay Cutler is a better fit for the Dolphins than Colin Kaepernick. But with Jacksonville's offensive line in the shape that it's in, a mobile quarterback like Colin Kaepernick could fit in well down there.
Colin Kaepernick. The question you posed.
Yeah.
Should the Jaguars sign Colin Kaepernick? And the easy, easy answer is yes. The reason for that is because is Colin Kaepernick better than who you have at backup, Chad Henne?
He's better than who you have as a starter.
Absolutely.
It's not even close. I mean, this guy, I don't agree with what he did. Okay?
I hate what he did.
Yeah, I can't stand it. But from a strictly talent and player standpoint, he's head and shoulders above Blake Bortles.
What I'd be interested in is if they did sign Colin Kaepernick, what would his jersey sales look like?
They'd go through the roof.
That's what would they? Do you think they would?
They probably would.
I don't know.
You don't?
I mean, Jacksonville's still part of the South.
Jacksonville's still part of the South. I get it. Look, man, we got to get past all this foolishness. As a society, I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I'm not going to go on no political rant, but it's just absolute hate and all that other stuff is taught. You don't learn that kind of behavior. That is taught to you, and it's time that people get educated on some of this stuff. It's ridiculous what's going on right now.
I hear you, brother. All right, so Doug Marrone, when asked, well, actually, he wasn't even asked. He just flat out said,
I met with both quarterbacks afterwards. I told them what I'm looking for is I'm looking for someone that's going to lead this offense. So I'm not happy with the performance today. I'm not going to sit here and BS anyone. I mean, everyone saw it out there. Whatever you want to call it, I'm still trying to evaluate who the best person is at that position. I told that to both quarterbacks to lead the offense. But I also said this. I wasn't able to speak to the team after I spoke to both quarterbacks, but I just want to make sure everyone understands that if you can do this at the quarterback position, you know, all the other positions are very easy to do. So when I sit up here and I talk about earning the right to play, that's what we're doing.
Translation, we're thinking about signing Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Send a limo. Send the Shad Khan. Send his jet out there to get him. Bring him in. And we live in a forgiving society. Yeah, what he did, a lot of people can't stand in this part of the world. Okay? But bring him in. Can't hurt. There's a lot of talent on that defense, Jason, that, I mean, they have like a top 10 caliber defense in the NFL. They've got to get some offense, and it's got to start with the quarterback position. You got good wide receivers. You've drafted your future at running back for the next 10 or 12 years. You've got to continue to work on the offensive line, but you've got to have a quarterback in Jacksonville. And right now, it looks like they don't have one.
I was at the game when Blake Bortles came in. Chad Henne was the quarterback. He was struggling. He got pulled. Blake Bortles jogged out on the field, and the crowd, the folks that were there, gave him a standing ovation. Now, of course, this is 3 years ago. A standing ovation going into 4 years ago. A standing ovation. Those days are long gone.
Unless something changes drastically.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glen Academy Red Terriers ran into a buzzsaw in the opening week of the season. The AA defending state champs Benedictine Cadets. The Cadets manhandled the Red Terriers from start to finish with a final of 33-8. Better news from St. Simons. The Knights of Frederica notched their first W of the season, taking apart Holy Spirit 46-9 in the Bloody Marsh. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Yeah, I'm the one that coined the Bloody Marsh for the Knights. That's me.
That's all right.
I've heard the Haunted Jungle.
The Haunted Jungle.
I've heard that.
What's haunted about St. Simon's Island?
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
I like St. Simon's Island. I mean, I've spent a lot of time over there in the last couple of months. Kind of like it over there.
I've heard the Haunted Jungle, Under the Oaks.
Yeah.
And the one that I made up, the Bloody Marsh.
The Bloody Marsh. The Bloody Marsh. High school football, week zero, is in the books. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Cork's Fabric Care, Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmission, Urgent Med 1, Coconut Cabs, the Brunswick Country Club, Strike Zone, and Pristine Water. Week zero in the books. What did we learn, Jason?
We learned that Camden is better than we gave them credit for. We learned that Glen Academy is going to struggle on offense if they're going to run a read option. We learned that MCA's defense is pretty good. We learned that Camden's defense is pretty good. And we learned that, Lowndes is 45 points better than the defending state champs in 6A.
That's surprising. We learned that Coffee is going to apparently be pretty good. Kind of excited about Brunswick High going over there next Friday night. We hadn't talked much about the Pirates on this show today.
If you go to Douglas and you beat Coffee County in Douglas in a close game, you should print yourself up a T-shirt, because that doesn't happen.
Well, I'm ordering my T-shirt Monday, because we're going over there and we're going to beat Coffee County.
The Brunswick High show is at Moondoggies.
Hosted by who?
Kip Branch.
There you go, brother.
That will be there on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at Moondoggies. So all the coaches' shows, wherever you may decide to go, Glen Academy, the Rocky Hidalgo show, the Glen Academy show, is at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, catch 228. The Brunswick High show, aforementioned, 7 o'clock Moondoggies on Wednesday. The Frederica Academy night show, also Wednesday night, 7:30 at Nat's Landing. And the MCA show with Terrell Toomer, who will have a lot to say about his very first win as a head coach ever, is at Blue Bay in Darien, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.
Blue Bay restaurant's good.
Yeah, it is.
It's really, really good. Really good. All the restaurants you just mentioned are pretty good. So I've noticed. Yeah, I'm looking at both of our waistlines here, and there must be a good reason why we host these shows at restaurants, huh?
I've lost 5 pounds.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I've lost 5 pounds. Have you seen all the grass I have to cut?
I've seen all the grass you have to cut, but I haven't seen my eyes haven't got used to the five. I've lost 5 pounds. Look yet, I can't quite focus and see it yet.
It's in my ego.
Oh, okay. Next week, Glen Academy's got Ware County coming in here. What's Glen got to do?
Big rivalry game.
Glen's won 3 in a row in the series.
And they get that game at home.
They get that game at home. I think we see a different Glen team this week.
I think they'll be prepared to play that game. It's a big rivalry game. They'll be up for that game. They were up for the Benedictine game. Should have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that Glen will be ready again. The read option, that's one game, right? And Benedictine's defense was really good. So it's hard to say that it's not going to work. I personally just think that the skill set of Randon Jernigan is more suited to a bootleg type offense where you roll him out. I'm not saying that the read option isn't going to work going forward. Maybe they just had a bad night.
Maybe they just had a bad night. But Jernigan in the open space in the open field is an option I wouldn't want to deal with as a defensive coordinator.
And Jernigan, one of the things that is in his skill set is his foot speed. And he is one of the fastest players that I have ever seen. He is the fastest player that I've ever seen. The only I got him in a foot race. Him and I went on a foot race. And, I mean, he got me by 2 yards.
Okay.
2 yards.
2 yards.
If you can outrun Jason Bishop by 2 yards, you're quick.
Okay. He outran you by 2 yards in a 10-yard sprint. Not a 40-yard sprint or a 100-yard sprint. He'll outrun. He might outrun you by 2 yards in a 5-yard sprint. I know you're a world-class athlete and all that, Jason, but the kid's pretty fast.
I walk every morning.
I know. That's what it appears that way on Snapchat.
Yeah.
It appears that way. You know, on social media, you can make things appear a lot of ways.
Every morning.
I understand. But I look for Glenn to bounce back. It's one of these games where Glenn, they've got the mental edge on Ware right now. They've beaten him 3 times in the last basically 10 months of football season. And, you know, Ware's got to come in here, and they're coming in here with a new offense. Keep in mind that they played Camden in a scrimmage game, and 14-13 was the score in that game. They're coming in with a more spread type attack. I know Glenn's got to shore up that secondary. I saw too many cadets running open in that secondary last night. But Glenn's got to fix that, and they will at practice this week.
Rocky Hidalgo is 3-1 against Ware County. Franklin Stevens is 1-3 against Glenn.
Yes. And that's going to be a good game. Those teams match up well. A lot of pride on the line. Two always good defenses.
Mirror images of each other.
It's going to be like last year. It's going to be one of them 17-10 type ball games. Brunswick and Coffee. Brunswick can go over there and get on top of Coffee early. I think Coffee's in trouble.
Does Glenn start out 0-2?
No. They circle the wagons. They find a way to get back in the win column next week.
I'm disagreeing with you.
I just think there's a lot of pride down on the south end of town. And
there's a lot of pride over in Waycross, too.
Okay. Well, Glenn's won the last 3. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until Ware shows me they can beat them.
Kick butt and take names, Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. And don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, so that's going to do it for us from the Jason Bishop Show. Kip Ranch, Glenn Academy next week.
Glenn Academy wins, Brunswick High wins, Frederica wins. I don't know about McIntosh next week, but those three teams, the three local teams, get victories next week.
Yeah, McIntosh got a tough game.
And the Glenn County teams go 3-0 next week. You heard it here first. And, you know, a lot of times I'm right, Jason. Yep. So we are going to... Pirates travel to Douglas. Glenn Academy hosts Ware County next week. Frederica travels to Savannah to play Bethesda. Bethesda's given them trouble the last couple of times they played. It's been some good games.
Yeah, Bethesda got them a couple of years ago.
Yep, so they're going to rebound. You know, Frederica played a lot of young kids last night. Deke Jernigan got his first touchdown for the Frederica Knights last night.
I saw that.
So, got a good program over there. And then, I don't know how you feel about week zero buys. What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
I don't like it too much either. I read an article in the newspaper where Coach Pender said he kind of liked it, but, you know, everybody gets excited for high school football, and, you know, you play your scrimmage game, and then regular season starts last night, and we have a bye. And so that's just, you know, it's tough.
Gives you a ton of time to get ready for coffee.